it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Time for a round of It's My List. Why is it called that? Because each member makes their own list. They can defend it simply by saying it's my list. What are the small things that make you large mad? Like the kind of thing where you're like, God, I hate that this makes me so mad. And then A minute later, you're like, I'm furious.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you go first.
Okay. This one, it seems so simple, but it's airplane aisle blockers.
Ooh.
Even if I'm not in a hurry to get off the plane.
Yeah.
I don't want you just blocking the aisle.
It's annoying.
It's annoying, annoying, and it's you're being rude to everybody else. Because I may not be the one that has to get off early, but there could be somebody behind us.
Yeah.
Like, come on, have a little courtesy.
Well, we're often, too, in the back of the plane or towards the back. Mm-hmm. And so when we land and you see everybody in, like, the two rows in front of us standing up and getting in the aisles, you're like, what are you doing? Why are
Stand
you doing
up
that?
Is one thing. Standing up is one thing, but it's standing up and... Like, there's a certain posture to it where, like, they're almost...
They're blocking out.
Yeah, they almost have their arms out, like they're playing basketball and they're boxing somebody out.
Got it.
I will... Can I level up your irritation?
Sure.
The people who jump up and then do nothing, and then when it's time to get off the plane, then they go, oh, I have an overhead item.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
And you go, you were standing there the whole time.
You had all this time.
You've been there 5 minutes. And
dummy.
You didn't grab your bag yet? Oh, that's when I bubble over.
Knowing how to get your bag out of there quickly is the most important thing for traveling. Mm-hmm. I would rather you go to the wrong airport because you didn't know how to read which airplane you were getting on than take more than 1 second to get your bag out of there.
It's so simple, too. That's the crazy thing is how oblivious people are.
Yeah. Like, right. You remember when you put the bag in there, just...
Do the opposite.
Do it in reverse.
Yeah, all right.
All right, next on my list, that stupid effing debate that comes up every year around Christmas time about whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. Shut up. I hate that so much. If you've ever taken part in that debate, you're an idiot. You're so stupid.
Y'all made me watch that
movie.
And it is set during Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
It's a movie.
I don't think it is. I think it's an action movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an action Christmas movie.
That's not a thing.
It's an action movie that takes place during Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, a Christmas movie.
But it's not
movie.
A Christmas movie.
You ever seen Jingle All the Way? That's a Christmas action movie.
Absolutely.
It's intended to be a Christmas movie.
That centers
you guys are supposed
around
to be my
Christmas.
Friends.
This
You're
is centered around a Christmas party that gets
it's like I'm not even here.
Shot up or something crazy.
Like I'm not even here.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Do you not have any thoughts on this, Steve?
Steve, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, the one thing that it's a little thing that makes me big mad, and I know I've talked about it before, but it's when people say, well, things are a little different in our town. And then they go on to list things that are exactly the same in every town, like
the
weather or the construction on whatever road. They're like, it must be construction season. You know you're in Council Bluffs if there's an orange cone. Yeah, they don't do that anywhere else. Yeah, the weather doesn't change in any other town.
Our town flower is a construction barrel.
Oh, our town bird is the crane. Yeah.
Nobody has worse traffic than my town.
And it's always said by people who have literally never left their town.
All right. That have no barometer.
Like, really, where have you been that you've seen different...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean the weather can shift sometimes? Yeah, wild.
I've lived here my whole life. My dad lived here his whole life. My grandpappy lived here his whole life.
You haven't crossed the state line in four generations.
Yeah, which is remarkable.
I'm so pissed.
Okay.
All right. Kelly.
Yeah, I'll go. I have 10 things, but I can tell you guys.
10?
I stopped at 10.
Okay.
But I'll tell you my top three. My first
this
one,
good.
This affects me a lot, actually. When I'm eating and I accidentally dip my sleeve in whatever sauces are around or in my food, and then the rest of the time that I'm eating, I think I've cleaned up that sauce from wherever I originally dipped it, but then it's on the back of my pinky, or it's on my wrist, or it magically ended up on my elbow. And I'm like, how did it get there?
You have
there?
A lot of problems with phantom sauce?
Yeah, phantom sauce everywhere. And then you look down and you're like, damn, it's on my jeans. And if it's red, it looks like period.
What is that, hair gel, Ted?
Yeah, like, damn it. And I didn't notice until, you know, I finished devouring my food. So now I'm just stained. I hate that. And then especially because it's on the end of your sleeves.
Yeah, right on the cuff.
Whatever you're wearing. Yeah. So then you just look like a dirty peasant who doesn't clean themselves. I don't like that.
As opposed to a clean peasant.
Yeah. And then also that ties into one of the other things on my list. You roll your sleeves up, right? So that doesn't, so sauce doesn't get everywhere.
Yeah.
But then you have that one effing sleeve that always rolls back down. Why are you rolling back down?
Is that one of yours on this list? Or is that just a bonus rant?
Yeah, we're kind
of
lost.
It's a subfolder of what I was saying, but gotcha. It is on my list of 10.
Okay.
I do hate the sleeve that won't stay up.
My God, like, shut up, sleeve. Leave me alone. Yeah. I hate that. Okay. That's my first one.
Okay.
I super hate when you have a surge plug and you go to plug your things in, but then you've got that stupid electronic that's got the block, and then you've got another electronic that's got the block.
Yeah.
So then it takes up multiple plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't surge plugs turned the plug the other way?
They make some that do that. They rotate.
I won't buy one that doesn't have them facing off to the side. The ones that are in a line and you put in, the power bank or whatever, and it takes up three of the plugs.
Oh, my God.
Make you feel better knowing that these two are immediately like, yeah, those solutions are easy to achieve?
But see, the things that you guys are talking about, I bought surge plugs prior to the new twist and turny option.
Right.
And surge plugs
last forever.
Throw
the old ones, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person that's got 20 surge plugs in a bin
before
downstairs.
Before they invented them, like 50 years ago.
That was like 10.
But most of them are in a line, though. And a lot of times when you go somewhere and you go, hey, do you have an extension thing or whatever?
I'm
like
familiar.
When we go on, live shows, you got a power strip? Yeah, and they're always the wrong way.
Always. I don't like that at all. All right. And this is my number one.
Okay.
My number one.
I can't wait to see what else was on
the
list.
Yeah. When people tell you they love this show, they love this movie, it's so good, they want you to watch it with them. And so you turn it on thinking, all right, I'll do this, even though you got something you really want to watch. Whatever. They're passionate about it. I'll watch it with them. And they pull out their phone and then they're on their phone and then they say, hey, look at this. I just saw something funny. Look at this. It's like, I'm watching the show that you just put on. And on top of that, you're on your phone while I'm trying to watch this show that you supposedly love. And now you're trying to distract me by what you're watching on your phone.
And then later you can ask me questions about this. And I'll be like, I don't know. I was looking at a funny squirrel.
Oh, my God. Or that. Yeah. Hey, I've always wanted to watch this. I've never seen it before. Cool. Let's watch it together. And then you get on your phone and what's happening? Leave me alone. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. I'm not answering any of your questions. I've done this with people that I've dated, and they'll start asking questions while they're looking. Wait, what's happening here? And I just stare at the TV. I'm like, I'm not even going to. You're not a person to me right now. I'm so angry. You're not in the room. We are not together. I am watching this show that you were so passionate about, but apparently I'm the only one who cares. Yeah, I hate that. Makes me so
listening.
Mad.
I was looking at my phone.
Yeah, I know.
Some things quick from the audience. Small things that make me large angry. Hearing my dog lick their paws.
Oh,
I know they have to do
it. I hate that noise.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This one from the 269. When a crappy fast food place opens and then everybody blocks roads for weeks to get the same hamburger with a different wrapper.
Yeah.
This one. Hitting my head on anything makes me irrationally mad. I lose my S every time. Only to my head. Stub my toe and I'm like, that's fine. It'll get better. Hit my head. Oh, God! loud eaters. This one's an honorary mention. When people don't give a courtesy wave when you slow down to let them in, or you wave them in while exiting a parking lot when it's every other car and they've been waiting and watching two cars cram by, and they're like, hey, go ahead. And then they just pull out and don't give you the old thanks.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's all it takes.
It's all it takes.
Just lift your hand up.
All it takes.
There have
or
been
the
times
nod,
where
or like a
there have been times where somebody did something in traffic and I way overreact and I've been like, oh, come on, are you even paying? And I'm in the middle of yelling and then they wave and I go, oh, hey, thanks, no problem. Like, it changes that much for me. I'm a simpleton is what that sounds like. All right, hot wings.
Yeah. Okay. It's very hard for me to veer off of cars.
Of course. By the way, again, if you're just tuning
it's
in.
It's what makes me the maddest.
It's my list. Three small things, or the smallest things that make you the largest angry.
Yes. Okay. Number one, cars that are parked crooked. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Bummer for you that you've worked with me for 29 years.
You are often parked a little crooked, but not crooked enough for me to usually get mad about. I already told you what I get mad about is that you have the best spot in the lot, and you don't utilize the extra space for door ding space. Mm-hmm. Like, that makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. But no, like the other day I pulled in, and there was a car. There's a hotel right next door, so we often have a variety of people who don't know how to park in the parking lot.
Yeah, those people always go to hotels.
And they were, this person,
because they get kicked out of their home, Steve.
They had a small car. It was like a Subaru Impreza. And they took up basically three spots because the front wheel was over the left lane or the left line. And the rear side of the passenger side was over the other side.
Just tell, I took your word for it, three spots. I can't visualize these things. Yeah. Can't do it.
Absolutely drives me.
It's like hearing about someone's dream.
I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. That actually makes me mad, too. And people keep telling me about their dreams. And I'm like, there's so much detail here.
Yeah.
It wasn't even real. Stop. Stop. There's too much detail.
I better be in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not in this dream. Why are you telling me about it?
If I'm not in this, I don't want to hear about how you were riding a glowworm.
Yeah.
My second one is slow gas pumps. I get so pissed. When you pull into a gas station and put that pump in, and it's just like you glance over and you realize you've been standing there for 5 minutes and 2 gallons have gone in. Like, I'll give up eventually.
I have.
I'm like, forget this. And this stupid truck has like 25 gallons. I'm not going to sit here the rest of the day. There's a relatively new gas station. It's only been around for like 5 years in my town. And they have the worst pumps. You'd think they'd have the best ones. They're the worst. I go to the ancient gas station that's falling down because their pumps are fast. Hate it. Can't stand it. And my the third one was one that you kind of mentioned from one of the listeners. It's seeing people wait in line for the opening of a mediocre national business, typically a restaurant.
Yeah.
And some of them, you go, oh, okay, this one's really good or whatever, but still waiting in line seems stupid to me. But I always think back when we were in Knoxville. And any other town, when Krispy Kreme has come to town, they're perfectly fine, but they're not better than all the local donut shops that make awesome donuts.
No, definitely
not. Like, they're just not. It's like it's like the fast food generic donut. Like, it's better than Hostess, but not better than Marge's Donuts or Larry's Donuts. Or
even worse, when they were at their peak fame, we saw this in Omaha, Knoxville, and in New Jersey,
yeah,
and in Pennsylvania, when they would come to town, they would reach out to radio stations and TV stations in advance and say, hi, we're not buying advertising. What will you give us if you're allowed to be at our grand opening?
I'm going to need y'all to stop talking smack about Krispy Kreme.
Do you love it?
Yeah. I love Krispy Kreme.
They're fine.
It's so good. Ugh.
They're just glazed donuts.
They're good. So
they're not literally worth, they're just not glazed donuts. That's all they are.
They're so good.
Everyone has glazed donuts.
No, the Southerner in me loves Krispy Kreme. It's so good, especially when they're hot
sweet
now.
Glazed donuts.
Woo! When they like, they're just so perfect and pillowy and soft. They're the best. People are like, they're fine. I'm
they're
like,
fine.
Shut up.
They are literally just
you,
fine. Howard,
you shut up.
Like, I would choose local donut place over them literally 100 out of 100.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Well, yeah, 100% I would choose a local restaurant over a fast food place most of the time, yes.
I would also choose Tim Hortons or Dunkin' every time,
yes,
over Krispy Kreme.
Turkey Hill. Turkey Hill.
Oh, Turkey Hill, yeah.
At least they have a variety.
But they don't have cold coffee.
Yeah, at least you can get different donuts.
We should get donuts.
I think we should have a taste test comparison today of all of these.
It's my list. Small things that make you big mad. Oh, this is one that I can't believe Steve didn't say. People who add apostrophes when they are not necessary.
Don't like bad apostrophes. Mm-hmm. Unnecessary apostrophes.
I mean, any type of like real obvious grammatical error. It's one thing if it's just a text mistake or whatever. But people that really don't know they're, two, where an apostrophe goes.
Text from Nashville. When people break like 5 laws to pass you on the highway and then exit the next exit in front of you and make you slow down. Yes. That one's universal.
Yeah.
All right. More. Mine, Maitland, and Tommy. What's a little thing that makes Tommy large mad?
Tommy doesn't get mad.
I know it's going to be, I'm going to be fascinated to hear what this is.
Like when you wake up in the morning and you're out of glitter.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have a bike.
Yeah. Oh, walk.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.